美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
我们曾经在美国习惯用语这个节目里讲过由 hey 这个字组成的常用语。今天我们要给大家介绍两个和 straw 这个字有关的俗语。我们先请 Hal 告诉我们 straw 这个字是怎么拼的。
Straw is spelled S-T-R-A-W, straw.
Hay 和 straw 都可以解释为草，但是它们之间是有区别的。Hay 是专门为做饲料而种的草，而 straw 就是一般的稻草。美国农民有的时候用稻草喂牲口，但是总比不上饲料那么好。大家都知道骆驼是非常强壮的动物，一般来说一只骆驼可以驮500公斤重的东西，但是要是你不断往它背上加东西的话，这只骆驼到了一定程度就会达到它所能承受的饱和点，哪怕再多加一根稻草也会使它承受不了而垮台。这就是我们今天要给大家介绍的第一个俗语。
The straw that breaks the camel's back. The straw that breaks the camel's back. The straw that breaks the camel's back.
The straw that breaks the camel's back. 意思就是那一根压断了骆驼背的稻草。现在人们经常把它简化为
The last straw, the last straw.
我们来举一个例子，这是一个非常生气的妻子在对她的丈夫说话。
All these years I've tried to be a good wife. Even though you're lazy, you drink too much, and half of the time don't even have a steady job. But when I find out you are spending money on another woman...That's the last straw. I want you out of my house right now, and I never want to see you again.
这位太太说，这些年来，尽管你很懒，喝酒过度，还经常没有固定的工作，但我一直尽力做一个贤惠的妻子。可是当我发现你把钱花在另一个女人的身上的时候，这就是我无法忍受了。你给我马上出去。我永远也不要再见到你了。有的人听了这句话，可能会对这位太太说，你早该如此了。可是在美国，妇女承担养家活口重担的事并不少见。我们现在再用慢速念一遍这个例句。
All these years I've tried to be a good wife, even though you're lazy. You drink too much,And half of the time don't even have a steady job. But when I find out you are spending money on another woman, that's the last straw. I want you out of my house right now, and I never want to see you again.
让人无法忍受的事情有大有小。下面是一个学生在说，为什么他把和他同屋住的同学赶了出去。
I put up with a lot from this guy. He borrowed my clothes, he borrowed my money, he borrowed my tennis racket. But when I caught him using my toothbrush, that was the last straw. So, I kicked him out.
他说，我对这个家伙够宽容的了。他借我的衣服穿，问我借钱，借用我的网球拍。可是当我发现他用我的牙刷的时候，这就叫我无法忍受了，所以我把他赶了出去。看来能迁就忍让的人还真是不少。Hal, 请你用慢速再给我们念一遍这个例句好吗？
Sure. I put up with a lot from this guy. He borrowed my clothes. He borrowed my money. He borrowed my tennis racket.But when I caught him using my toothbrush, that was the last straw. So, I kicked him out.
下面我们要给大家介绍的一个俗语 和燕麦这个字有关。
To sow one's wild oats. To sow. S-O-W. One's wild. W-I-L-D. Oats. Oats is spelled O-A-T-S. To sow one's wild oats.
To sow 就是播种的意思。Wild oats 就是野生的燕麦。美国人常用燕麦来喂牲口，野生的燕麦那就更不值一钱了。可是 to sow one's wild oats 并不是播种野生的燕麦，它的意思是沉醉于放荡的生活中。下面是一个哥哥在说他的弟弟，他说
Joe just had his 24th birthday, so I told him he ought to stop sowing his wild oats.Wasting his time and money drinking with his buddies and chasing after girls. It's time for him to settle down, marry a nice girl, and start raising a family.
这哥哥说，乔伊刚过了他24岁的生日，所以我告诉他不要再浪费时间和钱去过那种放荡的生活，跟那些哥们一起喝酒，找女孩子玩。现在是找一个好的女孩结婚成家安顿下来的时候了。这个例句里用了 buddy 这个字， buddy B-U-D-D-Y 就是指亲密的朋友哥们。现在请 Hal 再念一遍这个例句。
Joe just had his 24th birthday, so I told him he ought to start sowing his wild oatsWasting his time and money, drinking with his buddies, and chasing after girls. It's time for him to settle down, marry a nice girl, and start raising a family.
认为生活放荡是浪费时间和金钱，这只是当今人们的观点。可是一个世纪以前，人们并不那么看。那时候生活放荡还曾经是美国很时髦的一种生活方式。请听下面这个人说的话。
In the old days, it was the thing to do for wealthy families to send their young sons off to Europe for a year to have a good time and sow their wild oats before they came back, got a job and got married.
这人说，过去有钱人都要把年轻的儿子送到欧洲去一年，让他们尽情享受过放荡的生活，然后再回来找个工作结婚成家。我们再把这个例句用慢速念一次。
In the old days, it was the thing to do for wealthy families to send their young sons off to Europe for a year to have a good time and sow their wild oats before they came back.Got a job and got married.
各位听众，今天我们给大家介绍了两个习惯用语，一个是和稻草，也就是 straw 这个字有关的，另外一个是和 oats, 也就是燕麦这个字有关的常用语。我们讲解的第一个俗语是
The straw that breaks the camel's back. Its short version isThe last straw.
The straw that breaks the camel's back. 简短的说就是 the last straw. 这个俗语的意思就是某件事使你终于无法忍受了。我们今天讲的第二个俗语是
To sow one's wild oats. This idiom's short form is wild oats.
To sow one's wild oats, 也可以简单的说 wild oats, 它的意思是过放荡的生活。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。